China's President Jiang Zemin today demanded an apology from the United States for Sunday's collision between an American surveillance plane and a Chinese fighter over the South China Sea. He said the Americans bear complete responsibility for the incident. U.S. diplomats who have met with the plane's crew on the southern Chinese island of Hainan say the 21 men and 3 women are in good shape. The diplomats are now pressing for another meeting with the crew. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
As the standoff entered its fourth day today, the two sides appeared to become more entrenched. Chinese President Jiang Zemin seemed to be saying business as usual as he set off on a state visit to Latin America. But before departing, he added his demand to that of the foreign ministry last night that the U.S. side should apologize for causing Sunday's incident. President Bush and Secretary of State Powell reiterated yesterday they would not apologize, and it seems that any hope of serious dialogue is absent for the moment. U.S. Ambassador to Beijing Admiral Joseph Preah, speaking to ABC's Nightline, seemed to confirm this.
The basic problem that we are having right now is the Chinese officials with whom we normally deal on a day-to-day basis to handle all situations have clammed up. And so the normal dialogue we would have to try to reason this out and discuss this in a factual way has not been available to us.
Preah said the first meeting last night between U.S. diplomats and the 24 crew members had gone well, and he assured the families of the crew that they were in good health, if not necessarily happy with their detention. Meanwhile, the Chinese side issued pictures of the damaged plane. Diplomatic sources in Beijing say the damage is much worse than they had at first thought. One source said while the embassy had expressed concern for the Chinese airmen missing and presumed lost at sea, the United States very nearly had 24 personnel missing at sea. He said it was amazing, considering the damage, how the pilot had even made it the 60 or so nautical miles to Hainan Island. But Chinese officials and scholars rejected accusations that Beijing was taking a hard line on the detention of the airmen. Jia Qingguo is professor of international relations at Beijing University.
From the Chinese perspective, the Chinese government has not taken a hard line, but it needed time to do the investigation. This is something that any country would do under the similar kind of situation. It appears that the U.S. government is being impatient, and this issue should be conducted without getting politicized.
As vain hopes in international relations go, that one must rank pretty high. The issue is already highly politicized and has now become even more so with the confirmation that the Chinese-born academic Gao Jian has been formally arrested for spying. Gao is based at the American University in Washington and has been detained in China since February. With no end in sight to the plane standoff, the first real foreign policy test of President Bush's term looks like it will need some extremely creative diplomacy to resolve. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.